This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
Hello, this is Molly Blaisdell with Journeys of Discovery. Winemaker Jamie Hilgendorf and I are here at Mendocino to toast the county's robust wine culture.
Hi. Well, thanks for having us. My name is Greg Lemaire. I'm the Director of Hospitality for Roeder Estate, Scharfenberger Cellars, and Domain Anderson, the three properties here in Anderson Valley. Scharfenberger is classic California sparkling. They've been around since 1981 and just make beautiful sparkling wines.
Tell us a little bit about where we are and what the setting looks like and how the three wineries interact with one another.
We grow almost all of our own grapes here in the Anderson Valley. We have about 620 acres of Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. Scharfenberger purchases a little bit of fruit from outside of the valley, but still in Mendocino County, and they always have. So Scharfenberger is more of a Mendocino appellation, where both Domain Anderson and Roeder Estate are all Anderson Valley. A little more unique area than just the whole Mendocino County.
Give us a brief description of the Louis Roeder generations in the business. It's been 7 years, and maybe just touch on why he came here.
Absolutely. So Champion Louis Roeder is a seventh generation family owned and operated. They got started in 1776. They came to California in 1982. They looked all over California, deciding where they were going to expand to, and came up here in the middle of nowhere and really helped put Anderson Valley on the map.
There's an interesting tidbit that one of your colleagues pointed out, and that is that you are certified with biodynamic farming. Is that correct?
Out of the 620 acres we farm, a small portion are certified biodynamic. We have a larger portion that's certified organic. And then everything is certified fish friendly. So we're constantly improving our farming practices. One of the main designations that you see in the valley is fish friendly. They've gone to great lengths to restore the rivers here. Last year was the first time in 15 years that salmon actually came up and spawned. So the other agriculture of this region, whether it's logging or cannabis, have not always been the best stewards of the land. So it's a process in restoring nature. But yes, biodynamic is really one of the buzzwords going. Our parent company, Champagne Louis Roeder, is the largest biodynamic farmer in Champagne. So it's something that they believe in heavily, and we are working to expand farther in that realm here.
What a beautiful thing.
It's amazing what it does. Not only is it good for the planet, but it helps make healthier vines, which can make better wine. And at the end of the day, that's really what's important. It's what's in the glass.
Well, that's a perfect segue. Thanks, Greg.
Sure.
So I'm going to pass it off to Jamie here, who's going to ask you more questions about those kinds of specific attributes.
Fantastic.
Greg, I'm more of a wine guy than a champagne guy. I know you do a lot of work on champagne here.
Sure.
But I've noticed the difference in your wines being quite dynamic, in the sense that your Pinot, for instance, mm-hmm. seems to be more of a Burgundian style Pinot, mm-hmm. as compared to the lighter, a little bit heavier. I do notice a lot of minerality coming through clearly, which is nice nuances to have.
Mm-hmm.
So can you talk a little bit about that?
Besides sparkling wine, Pinot Noir is probably what this region is most famous for. We actually have a Pinot Fest that comes up every year, and the month of May is going to be a Pinot month, because we're not having the festival this year in person. But what makes it really unique, Anderson Valley is one of the coldest growing regions in California, and our proximity to the ocean and our huge temperature swings from day and night allow us to ripen the fruit and make a more elegant style. So you mentioned the minerality. The other thing that I always take note of here is the spice and the floral aspects, the violets and rose petal and spice that's so delicate often gets lost when you have the bigger, riper styles, because there's always a trade-off of picking early or picking late and wanting power. But one of the things that they do here is really are able to pick more mature fruit at lower ripeness, so you tend to have lower alcohol and prettier, more elegant styles. And also the oak regime is not all that new oak. We want it just to hold the fruit up and showcase really what the earth has given you.
And that's a perfect segue into your Cabernet, which mm-hmm. the grapes come from Napa Valley?
They do. It's the only wine that we don't make here in Anderson Valley. We work with Christian Moex's team at Dominus. And then so the Cabernet is sourced there, but both the Chardonnay and the Pinot Noir for Carpe Diem is off of our estates here.
My observation as a winemaker myself, your Cabernet is made on a lighter style of Cabernet. So I wonder if you take some of your Pinot characteristics in fermenting and whatnot to produce it to the Cabernet. Not so much a Pinot style, but I notice it is light for Cabernet, which is intriguing, and the same nuances come through that are very interesting, as well as a wonderful floral in your nose.
Yes, so the interesting thing about the Cabernet and pretty much this style of Carpe Diem or seizing the day, our winemaking team there, Christian Moex's team, is also French and French in mind. So they are all about elegance and restraint. But these particular wines are made for everyday drinking. So they're not made for long-term aging. They are to be just delicious and fruit-forward as they are. So, yeah, everyday drinking, beautiful style.
So one more curiosity question. On your Cabernet, the length of time it spends in an oak barrel?
I believe it's about, it's either 16 or 18 months, and in mostly neutral barrels. We don't use a lot of new oak because, again, it's all about the fruit and the terroir that's coming from the unique places that we source it.
A wonderful way to end this with a cheers.
Cheers. Well, thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed all the wines and enjoy the rest of your stuff.
Thank you so much, Greg.
This is Molly Blaisdell with Journeys of Discovery.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolff, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.